WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stark Wisdom with the side of real talk. You ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than you can catch them? Like, one minute you're feeling good, the next minute it's raining negativity faster than an April shower in New York City. Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that loves to bombard us with bad news, constant comparisons, and this never-ending pressure to be on all the time. But here's the thing. We have the power to choose our own perspective. And today, we're diving deep into the incredible power of gratitude and positive thinking, not just as feel-good buzzwords, but as real, practical tools that can change your entire outlook on life. So buckle up, because these are five key takeaways that are going to shake things up a bit. First, let's talk about the science behind it all. Gratitude isn't just some hippy-dippy thing, it actually rewires your brain for happiness. Seriously. Studies show that practicing gratitude can increase levels of dopamine and serotonin, those feel-good chemicals that make you feel more relaxed, content, and even motivated. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional state. Next out, positive thinking isn't about ignoring reality or putting on rose-colored glasses. It's about choosing to focus on the good, even in tough situations. Imagine a glass half full instead of half empty, that's the essence of it. You're not denying the challenges, you're simply choosing to acknowledge the potential for growth and opportunity amidst them. Thirdly, gratitude and positivity are contagious. When you radiate positive energy, you attract more positive experiences into your life. It's like a ripple effect, your good vibes spread outward, influencing those around you and creating a more positive environment for everyone. Think about it. Who wouldn't want to be around someone who radiates joy and optimism? Now, let's get practical. One of the best ways to cultivate gratitude is by keeping a gratitude journal. Every day, jot down three things you're grateful for, no matter how small they seem. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. The key is consistency, make it a daily ritual and watch your perspective shift over time. Finally, remember that gratitude and positivity are ongoing practices, not one-time events. There will be days when negativity creeps in, and that's okay. Just gently redirect your attention back to the good things in your life, and don't beat yourself up for having a bad day. The beauty is that you have the power to choose your response every single day. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up feeling groggy, it's raining outside, traffic is a nightmare, and then your boss emails asking for an urgent report. A recipe for negativity, right? But hold on. Here's where the magic of gratitude comes in. Instead of letting that initial frustration consume you, take a deep breath and consciously shift your focus. You could be grateful for a cozy bed to sleep in, for the fact that you have a job, or even just for the smell of coffee brewing. By acknowledging the good amidst the chaos, you're not ignoring the challenges, but you're choosing to approach them with a calmer, more resilient mindset. Suddenly, that urgent report doesn't seem so overwhelming, and you might even find yourself feeling a little more energized to tackle it. Remember, my friends, gratitude isn't about pretending everything is perfect, it's about appreciating the good, even in the midst of imperfect moments. Positive thinking isn't naive optimism, it's a conscious choice to focus on the bright side and cultivate a more optimistic outlook. By embracing these powerful practices, you can transform your life from the inside out. So go out there today and spread some positivity. Share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of inspiration, leave a review if you enjoyed it, or join me on social media for more daily doses of Stoic Wisdom. And remember, every day is a fresh start, choose to make it a good one. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.